Today, Be'ez Hashem, learn Daf Mem Gimel of Masechtas Nida. Some of the topics we're learning about today include: Aval Hazav u'Balkeri ein metamen atratetzi tumasin lachutz. Hazav and the Balkeri, one who experiences a discharge of ziva or zera, only becomes tame once the discharge leaves his body. The Gemara discusses what type of zera one can conceive from or transmits tumah and cites several criteria. Kol gufei margishba, whether one's entire body senses the discharge of zera, and yerikachetz, whether it is discharged forcefully from the body. Pasa akiras linan, whether we follow the time that the zera was dislodged or when it left the body. Umetamin b'kol shua fil ke'ina chandal upachas mekein. There's no minimum emission for nida, zava, zavu, bakeri, even a drop of ziva or zera the size of a mustard seed, or even smaller, caused the person to become tame. However, the Gemara cites a brisa that disagrees regarding zav. Zav tzarech kechasim es pia ama. There is a minimum emission for a zav. Only ziva in the mouth that would stop up the opening of an average person's aver causes him to become tame as a zav. Regarding negei b'shichva zera, there's machlekes whether negei b'mashahu or negei b'kadosha, whether zera transmits tumah through contact with any amount or only if there is the amount of a lentil. Dun mina u'mina or dun mina v'uki ba'astra. When we learn one topic from another, whether we learn it together with all the details or if the details are according to its own context.